Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It's just gone 11 after 4, and as you heard in our news bulletin, the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation has posted a statement on social media saying that they have paused their operations of distributing aid in Gaza to, quote, for update, organization, and efficiency improvement work. But a spokesperson for the group says it's working to address security concerns. Now, you will know the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation was established earlier this year with a backing from the US and Israeli governments and aims to distribute humanitarian aid in Gaza. But its operations have sparked significant controversy. And joining me on the line to discuss this is Anne Herzberg, who is the legal advisor for NGO Monitor. And thanks again for chatting with us. Critics, who include the United Nations and various humanitarian organizations, have raised concerns about the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation's transparency, neutrality, and the militarization of aid distribution. How would you address those concerns?
Hi, thanks so much for having me on. Yeah, I mean, I find it quite rich that the UN is complaining about neutrality and militarization when you look at UNRWA, which had a greater percentage of Hamas members in it than the entire population of Gaza did. And when they have allowed Hamas to take over Gaza previously, did nothing to stop Hamas aid diversion and allowed their aid to be stolen to make tunnels, store rocket fuel, and provide electricity for Hamas headquarters. So it's pretty rich when they're talking about militarization and neutrality because and transparency, because everything they do is secretive. But, you know, I do think is important. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
We lost you for a moment. I wanted to ask you, the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, that's supported obviously by the U.S. and Israel, was it set up as an alternative to the U.N. aid agencies working in Gaza?
I mean, I think that's what it was set up for, because the UN couldn't be trusted anymore. Not only were they doing a bad job with distribution of the aid, they were not safeguarding the aid. They already were corrupted before the war, and after the war did nothing to stop Hamas aid diversion. That's how we know Hamas's warehouses were all full of food the past months.
But, you know, I asked you the question about the transparency, and you said it's rich because we know that the UN is guilty of that. But what do you make of the resignation of the executive director, the former executive director, Jake Wood? And he said he resigned because of challenges in adhering to core humanitarian principles.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know precisely why. I mean, he's saying that's why he resigned. We don't know, you know, what was going on behind the scenes. But I think the real issue is, I'm sure there are a lot of, and we've even seen it, that there's a lot of bumps in the road while they're scaling up. But I don't think it's wrong for them to try to deliver aid in a different way, an alternative mechanism, because the previous way was not working. And what they're trying to do with this new foundation is provide aid in Gaza that will not be stolen by Hamas and will actually get to the people in need. And so, of course, it's not going to be perfect. That's unrealistic to assume it's going to be perfect from day one. But I think that the international community should at least give it a chance. But I think they don't want to give it a chance. Certainly the UN doesn't, because they know if this entity succeeds, they'll be out of jobs.
Reports have emerged about civilian casualties near the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation distribution sites. In your opinion, what measures should be in place to prevent such tragedies, and how should accountability be addressed?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are two things going on. Now, first of all, we're not quite sure in every case what's happening, because Hamas also doesn't want this mechanism to succeed. And so they've been spreading a lot of disinformation about what is going on. Now, it does appear that the foundation, the people working for the foundation, have been trained, and they're trying to limit as much violence as they can. Unfortunately, near the site, a couple kilometers away, not directly at the site, there were some clashes, I believe, with IDF forces, with Hamas members. So that's unfortunately, it's a war. So unfortunately, that's going to happen. But I do think they have trained for that possibility. And for the most part, the operations have gone fairly smoothly. But, you know, there it's going to be a problem when you have this terrorist organization that's doing everything it can to maintain control over its territory. That's going to be an expected outcome, that there's going to be some violence regarding that.
Of course, considering the complex dynamics that are happening in Gaza, how does this Gaza Humanitarian Foundation navigate the risk of aid being diverted or manipulated by local factions, which is what we saw happening before? So how can it ensure that Hamas doesn't hijack the aid?
Well, I think that's the whole point, because before Hamas was diverting the trucks, before, I believe the way the system was working is the supplies were going to warehouses that were controlled by the UN. But of course, Hamas was taking control of a lot of those places, or Hamas would divert the aid into its own, into the tunnels and other places it was storing supplies. So that's what was happening before. Now, I think what this foundation is trying to do is they're directly giving supplies to individual families. I don't know if they have some kind of, I believe they do, they have some kind of identification system so they know who is getting the aid packages. But at least you know if these families are coming, it's a lot harder to, you know, when you're getting these individual aid packages, it's a lot harder to stockpile supplies. Like Hamas would have to somehow either steal or send thousands of people to go to pick up these packages. Mm. So that it makes it a lot more difficult.
And transparency, of course, is the key. It's the crucial element in humanitarian efforts. As far as you know, in what way will the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation be transparent so that it can't face the kind of criticisms that it isn't? Are there mechanisms in place to convince its critics?
Yeah, so that's very important. I mean, interestingly, we at NGO Monitor published a report last week about how the British government is participating in a cash assistance program with UNICEF, where they have dedicated over 20 million pounds to providing cash in Gaza, and they have been not transparent at all about how that is being done. And we know that Hamas controls all money in the strip and has been taking 20% to 40% of all cash circulating there. You know, so that's something where we see a case where the UK government is not being transparent in how its aid is being distributed. So the same thing with this new foundation. I mean, that's something that they're going to have to do. They're going to have to, you know, open their records so people can see how they're operating, what money they're getting, and who are the partners that are aid. That's something that the UN rarely does.
And that's what will
hide a lot of the time who they are working with on the ground.
Correct. And that's what will differentiate the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, backed by the US and Israel, from the UN bodies. That's Anne Herzberg, the legal advisor of NGO Monitor. And just to mention that I'm on the social media of the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, and it says that its operations will resume tomorrow. And this comes as the United Nations and other aid agencies refuse to work with the group, calling it a distraction and accusing it of weaponizing access to desperately needed food.